When your furnace or air conditioner quits, you need it fixed, fast. This is Dennis Sullivan, president of CARE Heating and Cooling. Our technicians are paid to fix your HVAC system, not sell you a new one. We show up on time, diagnose the problem, and get you comfortable again, without the high-pressure sales pitch. It's our commitment to honesty and craftsmanship that helped us win the Lennox Partner of the Year Award and a BBB Torch Award for Ethics last year. So, call CARE Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Well, we know Central Ohio has the best football team. Did you know we have the best credit union, too? It's easy to fall for CME, Ohio's number one credit union, recognized nationally and statewide by Forbes and rooted right here in Central Ohio. CME Federal Credit Union. Bank with the best. Membership subject to eligibility. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender. Visit CMEFCU.org for additional details.
This is the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney with a quick check on what's going on. So here's my man to get into it.
Thanks for listening and happy Tuesday. Hope you're enjoying these lighter news stories as much as I enjoy writing them and the parody ads, celebrity birthdays at the end, which I'm going to try to shorten up a bit, especially those weekends covering 4 days in the Friday shows. Hey, 8 months in, still a work in progress, which should be the title of the show's website by now, but I'm getting help with that. Yeah, I've been saying that for 8 months, but I mean it.
My favorite stories of the day.
Neighbors can be great if nice and considerate, but a lot of people are not nice or considerate. They want to blast music late at night, have loud parties, or let their dogs use other yards to poop and leave the poop there. Oh, and then there's this guy, arrested last Wednesday in the Los Angeles suburb of Van Nuys after blaring these two train horns outside, along with his house alarm, off and on, day in and day out since May. Imagine living around that. KTLA 5, Fox 11, CBS Los Angeles, and other local news outlets all went out to cover this since neighbors were at their wits' end. I mean, they said they would call police to report the horns and officers would come. But then he would cut them off when they came and then turn the horns back on once officers left. And this cat and mouse game lasted for about 3 months until the attention got as loud as the horns and officers took him in last week. Now, the 50-year-old man said he wasn't doing this for nothing, told Fox 11 and other reporters this was all his way of fighting the city, since he said his ex-girlfriend's dad has been going after him and said her dad has police and city government connections, which left neighbors feeling kind of bad for the guy, but telling reporters it wasn't their fault, so they were like, why take this out on our ears? He was charged with a misdemeanor and released, while city officials went to his house the next day and took all his horns. Said he had 10 of them in all. Dude had replacements ready to go. Out of Wilmington, North Carolina, where a guy was just arrested the Thursday before last because WECT6 News is reporting he was out with his dog eating last month at a local Longhorn Steakhouse restaurant. And when I say dog, I don't mean his buddy. No, cops say his pet dog was sitting at the table eating with him when a waiter came by and broke up their date by telling the guy it's a health code violation to have his dog at the table eating in the restaurant, so asked the man to take his dog outside, and police say he answered the request by throwing a plate at the waiter's head. WECT6 is reporting that worker needed 7 stitches and had a hairline fracture in his skull. They're also reporting the 49-year-old guy is the former owner of a local brewery who just gave up his share of control the month before. Not sure if that has anything to do with being accused of losing emotional control, but the brewery's attorneys felt the need to put out a statement to say no. What happened has no connection to their beer. Now in the Seattle northern suburb of Linwood, KIRO TV7 is reporting some DoorDash customers may not have gotten their food deliveries last Wednesday night because they say, from the way it looked to cops, a DoorDash driver was high on meth when he crashed into a tree while on a delivery run and then decided, for whatever meth head reason, to take out a lighter and set the car on fire and then run off. Without the food, so nobody got their orders. Yeah, they say he ran and hid under a parked car nearby. Cops say one of their canine units sniffed him out, and after an officer came with an extinguisher and put out the car fire. And then they say a drug test sniffed out the meth he was high on. Arson, DUI, hit and run. He's facing all of them, along with a chance of withdrawal symptoms in jail. On the back of my truck. And in upstate New York's southern tier, where I lived for about a year and a half, around Elmira, beautiful area, Finger Lakes region. Well, Cortland County Sheriff's deputies, though, recall the Thursday before last because the day before, WBNG 12 News is reporting somebody or people at the local elementary school in McGraw were a little bothered by seeing a pickup truck pull up after school with a 32-year-old woman only described as responsible for a young child. She got out, put the kid in a stroller, and set that stroller in the rear bed of the pickup, and the 61-year-old driver drove off. Now, those of us of a certain age may remember the days before we actually wore seatbelts and how those rides in the back of pickup trucks were always exciting, you know, as kids. So that young child may have loved it, but not the adults at the school. Oh, no, not these days. They reported it. A 61-year-old driver and 32-year-old mom or guardian both later pulled up to the sheriff's office and turned themselves in once they got wind deputies were looking for them, booked on child endangerment charges. Back in a moment, and DJ Greg H. just dropped another Jams podcast late last week. Talked to a record exec. Check it out.
Blazing the best hip-hop, R&B, reggae, soca.
You can get the Jams podcast mix on Amazon Music, Audible, iHeart, Apple Podcasts, and Deezer. Download the podcast for free.
It's Jams Hour Mix with Greg H.
Enjoy this brief moment of peace. Thank you for manifesting this peace into being. Brought to you by the ASMR Network, where every sound is a turn on.
And now for the world around us.
In Tanzania, in East Africa, is where we find the latest proof that the human body can be pretty good at recovery and hiding things. The Mirror tabloid in the UK followed up on the Journal of Surgical Case Reports out of Oxford University, which documented in its June issue how a 44-year-old guy went to a hospital sometime earlier this year because pus that looked a lot like snot from a runny nose was somehow leaking out of his body from right below his right nipple. They took pictures. It's in the journal's report. But doctors could not figure this one out, at least until they went over his medical history and saw he was stabbed 8 years ago in the face, back, chest, stomach. It was patched up at the time without, though, checking to see if anything was wrong internally. Because doctors ran x-rays to find a knife blade lodged right under his chest for 8 years in there. No pain, no major organs hit, or any signs that a metal knife blade was in his body for 8 years until the pus started pouring from under that nipple. So doctors got him into surgery and say they slowly and carefully removed the knife, and they say the guy's now fine. Again. In the Alberta town of Gibbons in Canada, northeast of Edmonton, is where an author named Alison McBain has been preoccupied lately with proving human superiority over artificial intelligence, at least when it comes to putting pen to paper, or fingers to keyboard nowadays. As she told a City News reporter, she writes about 1,500 words per hour, but just finished spending 5 to 8 hours a day every day over the past 34 weeks writing 34 books. So pumping out a novel per week for about 2/3 of the past year. City News is reporting it was part of her author versus AI project, trying to show human creativity and emotions cannot be mimicked by AI writing apps, which she says will usually produce generic written pieces. So hoping to inspire writers to keep at it for creativity's sake. And I will, right after this break. Back in.
Ask your doctor about
Sibinac.
It's just cannabis spelled backwards.
Your cerebral sewage problem will be in one ear and out the other.
Let's see, the quadratic formula. X equals negative b plus or minus the square root of b squared minus 4ac over 2a. Hey, I can think again.
When your gray matter has too much gray and not enough that matters, you need Liquid Brain-O. Available in regular and Limbaugh.
What's up with what's going down, though?
Yeah, because there's a story in the Toronto Sun about a British prison guard who just pleaded guilty last Monday to having sex with an inmate. She is a 23-year-old who'd been a correction officer at two different lockups in South Wales, and investigators say she was getting it on with one inmate in both of the prisons over 3 months. Now, she could get prison time herself when sentenced next month. And the Toronto Sun's article counted 29 female guards in Britain who have been fired over the past 3 years for having sex with inmates. And as long as we're throwing out stats, the UK government's latest prison numbers from 2023 showed about 28% of inmates released overall end up right back behind bars, and adults released after less than a year in prison, as of those latest numbers, at a 62% rate of ending up back in the slammer. So maybe possible some of them did not mind more prison time if one of the lucky inmates hooking up with a guard.
Somebody famous had a birthday today.
We'll hook up with celebrity birthdays next.
Gentlemen, know what I'm saying? Hurricane messing up your brain. It'll make it come up lame. The lady won't have nothing to do with you and your game. So I'm urging all of you to refrain from the hurricane.
Slammy Sammy, bringing back a lot of wild memories with that old jam. Mike Mann here.
Is no freestyle.
Time for birthdays.
Celebrity birthdays, starting with Tuesday the 19th.
Do the rock away. Come on. Now lean back.
Rapper Fat Joe can lean back now in a recliner. He's 55.
And they can't wait to kick you in the butt. Then what?
Singer Clay Walker is 56. Former MTV VJ Tabitha Soren is 58. 1 degree from Kevin Bacon is his wife, actor Kira Sedgwick. The closer is 60. And Uncle Jesse, actor and drummer John Stamos, is 62. And on Wednesday, singer and former Disney actor Demi Lovato, the Camp Rock co-star, will be 33. Actor Ke-Wee Kwan, Data in The Goonies, Indiana Jones, Everything Everywhere All at Once, got him that Oscar. Just saw his Love Hurts movie on Peacock. That was actually good. Data, Ke-Wee Kwan, will be 55. Oh, this did it at Woodstock 99. They went wild. Limp Bizkit singer and rapper Fred Durst, also turning 55 Wednesday. Love's Gonna Get Ya, the teacher. Boogie Down Productions rapper KRS-One will be 60. The Today Show's longtime weatherman Al Roker, 71.
I don't know, but I've been told a big leg woman ain't got no soul.
Led Zeppelin lead singer Robert Plant will turn 77. And news anchor Connie Chung, first Asian anchor in evening newscast, the second woman, Connie Chung, 79. And on Thursday the 21st, actor Hayden Panettiere will turn 36.
You give me butterflies.
Singer Kacey Musgraves will be 37. Caitlyn Jenner's son, one of the Jenners and Kardashians, reality royalty Brody Jenner, will be 42. Singer and nowadays in Africa, being one with the earth, Chef Khalees on Instagram videos showing off her milkshake. She'll be 46. Trinity in The Matrix, actor Carrie Ann Moss, 55. And just like that, Samantha, not in the Sex and the City spinoffs, but actor Kim Cattrall will be 69. Oh, and her Samantha character would have had fun with that. Purple singer Glenn Hughes will be 73. Actor Loretta Devine, actor and singer, one of the original Dream Girls on Broadway, Devine will be 76. And
what the world needs now
is love, sweet love. Singer and songwriter Jackie DeShannon. She wrote Betty Davis Eyes for Kim Carnes. DeShannon will turn 84 Thursday.
And that'll do it for another Real Pod Newscast. As always, thanks so much for listening. And please feel free to hit me up with thoughts, critiques, good or bad. I'm listening. Email's at the bottom of the show's website, realpodnewscast.com. Marty will say it again in a few seconds. And the show's Facebook page up. Check that out. I'm also on FB, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. Hit me up. For now, though, have a great rest of the week. Back on Friday.
This has been the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney from Shownuff Productions. And for more, hit up the website, realpodnewscast.com. That's real with two E's. This is Big Daddy Marty Allen. Thanks for listening.
Need a mic to, there you go. My mic sounds right. Check one. My mic sounds nice. Check two.
Show enough.
When your furnace or air conditioner quits, you need it fixed. Fast. This is Dennis Sullivan, president of CARE Heating and Cooling. Our technicians are paid to fix your HVAC system, not sell you a new one. We show up on time, diagnose the problem, and get you comfortable again, without the high-pressure sales pitch. It's our commitment to honesty and craftsmanship that helped us win the Lennox Partner of the Year Award and a BBB Torch Award for Ethics last year. So, call CARE Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Get your shopping done right this holiday season with Big Air Columbus. Right now, you can get $100 off Elite Player Passes at Big Air, which is unlimited play all day, any day. Or buy one $25 gift card, get a free pair of holiday grip socks, plus a 1.5 hour pass to use after the new year. Big Air is the perfect gift for the kids in your family. So get your holiday shopping done right with Big Air Columbus. Stop by today inside Fieldhouse USA at the Polaris Mall or online at BigAirUSA.com.